The city of Oswego plans to begin restoration on the West Pierhead Lighthouse soon, but as WRVO's Bethany Palmer reports, there will be several steps to the restoration process before it can be opened to the public.
Since its vacancy in the late 60s, the iconic Oswego Lighthouse has fallen into disrepair. However, Ted Panyatov, chair of the Oswego Lighthouse Development Committee, says there is more to the restoration process than just cleaning the place up. Not only does the lighthouse have to remain fully operational during restoration, any repairs have to be approved by the state's Historic Preservation Office.
Anything we do as restoration has to be approved by them. In other words, we couldn't go out there and paint it pink stripes or something like that. We have to maintain its historic character.
Many of these renovations will be paid for by the $225,000 grant awarded to the city by the State Canal Corporation. But Panyatov says there is still the question of the lighthouse's upkeep, especially if it is going to be open to the public.
We don't want the building to become a burden on the taxpayers of the city of Oswego.
The city may perform some of the maintenance, but, he says, the development committee is hopeful that the site will eventually become self-sufficient through the help of volunteers and the sale of souvenirs. In Oswego, I'm Bethany Palmer for WRVO News.